Authorities are hoping 2016 is the year New York State gets a handle on a growing problem, the increased use of synthetic marijuana, also known as spike or spice, that's led to hundreds of hospitalizations in New York State last year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one downstate lawmaker hopes the answer lies in copying a federal law that's been on the books since 1986.
Senator Jeff Klein says the current patchwork system of state laws and regulations can't keep up with the ever-changing world of synthetic cannabinoids, where the chemical makeup of these drugs can be tweaked ever so slightly to make them technically legal. Klein, the leader of the state's independent Democratic conference, says he'll once again propose a law that would align state legislation with the Federal Controlled Substances Act. That mandates that any chemical substances that are analogous to already banned substances are then themselves banned.
So I think we have to be able to mimic what the federal government does in their analog law and sort of be ahead of the chemist's curve before something even worse is developed in someone's lab.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Carla Friedman agrees with this approach.
You need to define what you're looking to make illegal as opposed to naming the specific drug. And provided that there's constitutional safeguards, it's not vague, it's clear, that's the way to go.
Friedman says this change would give local prosecutors the ability to arrest the people selling packets of drugs on the street. Right now, under state law, you can't charge someone with illegal sale of these drugs because the only thing the state's operating under is a health department ban. The proposed legislation provides 5 degrees of criminal sale, ranging from a Class B misdemeanor to a Class C felony, depending on the weight of the drugs that are sold. Klein says the holdup in getting legislation that criminalizes the sale of these drugs is the state assembly, which he says is concerned about adding more laws on the books that create more crimes.
I'm hopeful with the epidemic that we've seen, not only in my home county in the Bronx or New York City, but in central New York, really all over the state, that they'll take notice and finally pass my legislation.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.